Hey guys, welcome to Life Success. I'm your host Laurie, and today we are talking about finding yourself, how to find yourself, and how I went through my own journey of self-discovery for many years since I was quite young. After my brother basically committed suicide, I had to find myself, and it took me many, many years to do that, but it was worth it in the long run. After the age of 16, and then I, at 23, ended up creating music and found myself in a different perspective. And then as I got older, I found myself a lot more. And it's amazing discovery when you learn about yourself and embracing who you are regardless, and accepting yourself. And where do you start your mission of self-discovery? Well, you can do it at any time. You can basically make it your own journey regardless. It's about just doing it now, here and now. And why should we find ourselves? Well, that's a good question, because really, it's about actually understanding yourself and learning and growing from it and expanding yourself more. And it's a lifetime journey as well. So the more you actually learn about yourself and understand who you are as a person, the more you actually accept who you are. So the more we understand ourselves, the more we confront a lot of negative things with courage and have a real positive mindset. And when I had my own journey, I found it really tough, and it wasn't easy, but it was a lifetime journey to get where I am now in life. And we have confronted a lot, and I've confronted so much in my experience. And of course, embracing who we are is a major thing too, and loving who you are with acceptance. Our experience and journey is a positive experience sometimes for some of us, but it can have ups and downs. These ups and downs can really be a positive thing, because it makes us grow and expand and understand ourselves more. And the more we explore, the better we become. We understand ourselves and understood everything around us. And reading self-help books helps your journey of finding yourself, because self-growth is an amazing way to expand your knowledge and understand yourself. So really, the more you know who you are as a person, the more you learn, and self-discovery is about growth and improvement. So connecting to your authentic self is what it really means. Being your authentic self, you know, accepting who you are, not being somebody you're not, and not basically having this, you know, pleasing others. It's not okay to be in that position, and it's unhealthy, and it's mentally disturbing when people put you in that position as well. It's not okay. So be who you are, not someone you're not, if that makes sense. So when you find yourself, you can live authentic life that you have been seeking. And I have a list of things that you can do. Number one, reflect on your story. Number two, determine your values. What are your values? Number three, silence your negative talk. That negative crap that goes running around in your head, you need to pretty much tell yourself positive affirmations constantly. This is what I do. Even in a journal, I write them out and say it out loud. And self-discovery is discover your inner strength too. All the strengths that you have that you never thought you had. And number five is recognizing what serves you and what doesn't. Free yourself from negative behavior patterns. So I hope this actually gets you guys to understand and think about things in a different perspective about your self-discovery and self-growth and learning and growing to be a better person. Because the more we actually learn, about ourselves, the more we actually change into a better person. So let's really look at these things in a different perspective. And, you know, go ahead and read my blogs. You're welcome to join us on Facebook and Instagram and really grow from your own life, from your own experience of self-growth. Because the more you do it, the better you feel as a person within. So I hope this serves you and grow and learn from things. And I will catch up with you on the next episode.